Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, July 31st. The grains closed sharply lower, with December corn down 17 and a quarter cents at 513, September wheat down 38 and a half cents at 665 and three quarters, and November beans down 50 and three quarter cents at 1331 and three quarters. About all we can say about the corn and the beans is they didn't finish on their lows. The corn actually closed higher, closed closer to its highs than it did to the lows, but only by a quarter of a cent. We closed 5 cents off the lows. The beans closed 9 cents off the lows, but still pretty bad. The meal was down 9.90, bean oil down 2.40, despite the crude oil being up $1.22 here. The market ignored any friendly news out here. The early sale to China of 132,000 metric tons of beans and 183,000 metric tons of meal to the Philippines. We ignored the Russians hitting more targets in Ukraine, including Zelensky's hometown. It looked like they just wanted to focus on rain makes grain. There was talk about some damage in eastern Iowa. The storms came through, did a lot of damage. Did damage here in Illinois too. But we're just waiting for the crop progress reports at 3 o'clock to see if they're going to lower it 1 to 3 percentage points as expected. But certainly the crops have benefited where the rains did fall. Iowa, Missouri, Illinois, Wisconsin, all got good rains. The export inspections this morning were improved from last week, 523 on the corn, 581 on the wheat, and 330 on the beans. I think the beans will start to creep up now. But overall, we did a lot of damage, theoretically, on the charts. But every time we do something terrible on the charts, we come right back. Every time we score new highs, we break it. So I don't know if that's going to be anything. I would expect a turnaround Tuesday, tomorrow. We've closed under the trend line in the corn. We've closed under the trend line in the beans. The wheat has the trend line support at 835. So really another 30 cents lower. There's good support in the wheat. Like I said, the beans took out the long-term trend line. We gapped open lower, closed under the 200-day moving average for the first time since July 12th. So, you know, nothing looks particularly great in here. But like I said, every time it looks terrible, it manages to come back. So maybe we'll see a turnaround Tuesday tomorrow. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call. 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.